The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, it's Radley and welcome to the Angel Tarot Show. So I want to thank you for joining us if you are watching on YouTube, and if you are listening, then thanks for joining us at mindbodyspirit.fm. So, hey, you've heard it before, it's cliche, but we're going with it anyway. We are kicking off a new year with a brand new format. So, you know what? Hey, new year, new me. So we are looking at new ways to connect with your angels, find healing and hope and guidance that's all around you, just waiting for you to discover it. So I hope you're going to really enjoy this new format. I think you really will. There's a lot more insightful stuff from the cards in this new format, and I'm excited about it. But before we do that, I thought that it would be a really good thing to do to start with a grounding in meditation. Now, if you are in a vehicle or driving or doing something where you need to be paying attention to your surroundings, then don't close your eyes. You can sort of like pay attention to the meditation or listen to this at a later time. But let's start with a meditation. And so we're going to start with Archangel Michael, because what we're asking Michael to do is to come in and to use his sword of light to sever our energetic connections to the left and to the right, to the front and to the back, above and below, all around us. And he's severing our energetic connections to the year that was, to 2023, to the past, to all things that have come before, to this very moment. We're severing our energetic connections to our fears, to our worries, to our concerns about trauma and how that might carry forward into this new year. We're letting all of those things go, because what we want is to start fresh. And we want to start fresh with courage, which is a thing that Michael brings to us, and a sense of feeling protected and a sense of being on our life purpose. And so we're asking Michael to be with us in this moment here and now, to be able to bring forth that kind of energy into our lives. We're also going to ask Archangel Shamuel, the eyes of God, the archangel who can help us to find anything we're looking for, to help us to find peace. Shamuel is the archangel of personal and global peace. The world doesn't feel necessarily completely safe and in a place where we feel good about it. Shamuel can bring us personal peace, help us to be able to walk into this world with a sense of it's all going to be okay, entering this new year with a sense of optimism. And speaking of optimism, we also bring in Archangel Jophiel, whose name means the beauty of God. She is the archangel of positive thoughts and belief systems, self-care, helping us to do what we need to do in order to be in a place of optimism and working with the law of attraction in a way that really does work for us, that really does help us to get where we are wanting to go. And finally, we're going to ask Archangel Uriel, the light or fire of God, to help us to be in a place of bringing in epiphanies and awareness and ideas that can help us to emotionally heal and help us to transform our lives. And so with these four archangels, with Michael and Shamuel, Jophiel and Uriel, we have this opportunity to come in to this new year with courage and conviction and a sense of being on our life purpose, doing so from a place of peace, doing so from a place of optimism, and having the epiphanies and the emotional wherewithal to be able to transform our lives. And as always, we, of course, ask our guardian angels to be with us in all ways, all things, all directions of time, asking that there be no limit to the ways in which they can assist us today and every day. And so it is. Okay, so I kind of wanted to talk to you right up front about some stuff that's on my mind right now. Several years ago, I think this was back in 2019. In fact, I'm certain it was. And I was in Europe and I was traveling with several people. I was at an event and Colette Baron Reed was there, who I adore. Kyle Gray, Rebecca Campbell, Diana Cooper was there. Isabelle Fonfolliois was there. So a lot of really amazing people that I love working with were there. I was there and I was sitting in the audience with Rebecca Campbell and Kyle Gray while Diana Cooper was talking. And they, Rebecca and Kyle were talking about how they had a word for 2019, what their word was, whether their word was courage or their word was growth or whatever. And believe it or not, I know that this is maybe surprising to you, but as of 2019, I'd never heard of this concept. This was completely new to me. And if it's completely new to you, then that's super awesome because it makes me not feel so completely out of touch. But it's this thing where you choose a word and it is the word that you are using for the year. It's the word that you've decided that this is the energy and the power and the vibrational resonance that I am bringing into my life for this particular year. So for 2020, I chose the word shine. I just wanted to shine, shine, shine. Now, I chose that word before we knew what 2020 was going to bring into our lives. And yet, I still felt like the word was perfect for me because the world was in distress and it did give me this opportunity to shine my light and be able to help people who were going through the distress of the height of the pandemic, to be able to be a support for them while we were going through a time where, oh my gosh, nothing was certain to us. We were so uncertain about what was going to happen in our lives. Because of 2020, for 2021, I chose the word unshakable because 2020 shook us. It shook us as a people. It shook us as individuals. And so I wanted to go into 2021 and be unshakable. And 2021 was still a challenging year. And so I found the word to be really important to me because when things would happen that felt strange or weird or like where I felt like I wasn't in control, I would just stop and think to myself, but I am unshakable. I am unshakable. This is not going to throw me off my path, throw me off my purpose. I am unshakable. For 2022, I chose the word now because I felt like after all of the things that had happened in 2020 and 2021, that what was really sort of important to me was this whole concept of being in the moment, being in the now, not allowing ourselves to be focused on what happened in the past or what was going to be coming in the future, whether that was future hope or future worry. Either way, the whole concept was, okay, no, I want to be in the now, in the now, in the right here, in the right now. That was my word for 2022. For 2023, my word was faith. And that came a little bit from our journey to get a dog. And the dog that we wound up getting was Faith. Her name was Faith, and we left it. But it was also just about the whole concept that even though in 2022, one of my biggest priorities was to increase the number of our pack by having another dog join us in our family, and it took a solid year. By the time we got to Faith on December 29th, when she came to join us, that's her gotcha day, that I could look back and go, even though all of that seemed so hard and so difficult and so discouraging and so heartbreaking and all this stuff, it was like, I should have just had faith. Because if I had, then when I got faith, literally brought into my life, I could look at it and go, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change who came to be in our lives because faith is so perfect. Now, you're probably wondering what my word is for 2024. 2023, for me personally and in my family, was a really, really, really challenging year. Maybe that's something that you can really resonate with, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's a situation where you thought 2023 was great, and I hope that's the case. But for us, 2023 was really tough. There was a lot of walking through fire in 2023. And yet, by the time I made it to basically mid to late October, early November, I really felt incredibly like the fires of 2023 and 2022, 2021, 2020 had somehow polished me. Somehow I came out of all of those experiences stronger than I had felt in forever. I felt this sense of, wow, I kind of really know what I want for myself, and I kind of really know what I don't want from myself. And 2023 definitely showed me a lot about what I did not want for myself. And I feel like I came out of last year stronger, better, more solid, more connected than I had been in many, many, many years. And so my words for 2024, and I did just say words, are balance and boundaries. Balance and boundaries. I want my life to be balanced. I don't want to be running off all crazy from city to city to city to city to city, from this thing to that thing to the next thing, and never being able to stop and smell the roses, never being able to stop and like just be in a place of peace. It is one thing to do the work of angels, but it is another thing to do the work of angels with such intensity that there's no time for connecting with your angels for yourself. And so I wanted balance, but I also wanted boundaries, because I have probably got a reputation that I deserve of being sort of a workaholic. I work all the time. I'm very prolific. Since 2012, I have published 10 decks, 3 books, tons of video courses, and to have done that all in 11 years is no small feat. It's kind of crazy. And while I've enjoyed it and loved it, I've also come to realize that it's like part of me doing that was a lack of balance, and part of it was a lack of boundaries. And so I am going into 2024 really solidly clear about what I want and what I don't want, and finding myself as a lifelong people pleaser, not exaggerating, lifelong people pleaser, that I am actually kind of okay saying, no, not doing that. And to be honest with you, it's like I really sort of sometimes find myself a little off because of it, because I'm like, wow, I'm saying this with such conviction and really without even stopping to think about whether or not the person that's asking me to do something is going to like it or not. I've sort of like trained people that if they just push me, I'll do what they want. And I can't do that anymore. I just can't. And so my words for 2024, again, are balance, life balance, and boundaries. Only committing to things I really want to do, only committing to agreeing to doing things the way I want to do them. So I would like to ask you to think about, what is your word for 2024? I know some of you already know. Some of you have already thought about this. Some of you have heard me talk about it before. You've already got your word for 2024. But if you don't, What is your word? And if you did have your word, did my talk today give you some sort of thoughts of, maybe I need to adjust my word? Now, when we come back, we are going to be talking to you about a lot of guidance that we have for you coming from the cards and the angels. So stand by, we'll be right back. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions. Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. All right. So, hi, everybody. So, we are now getting ready to do the angelic weather report. Now, you're like, say what? What are you talking about? What's this angelic weather report? The angelic weather report is what I have decided to rename our energetic weather report. Love to know what you think about it. If you are watching this on YouTube, please give us some feedback, or you can let us know what you think. Love to hear what you think. But I just decided that it's time for a little bit of a change in the name and also the way that we go about doing it. So here now is our angelic weather report for January 7th through the 13th of 2024. We got a lot of cards here. Several card decks are involved in this. And one of those card decks is Angels and Auras. That is the main card deck that I'm going to be using for your angelic weather report for January 7th through the 13th. This is normally where I would pull some cards and say, let's talk about your personal Archangel of the Week. Well, I'm not going to do that. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Okay, we're going to do something slightly different. But let's talk about the angelic weather report for January 7th through the 13th. Keep in mind, these three cards are read together as a grouping. It's not that the first card is the first part of the week and the second card is the middle of the week and the last card is the end of the week. It's not like that. It can be like that. It might play out that way for you. But it's really about the energy of the combined cards. So the first card that we have from Angels and Auras Oracle cards is called Don't Compromise. Don't compromise. And this card talks about boundaries. There's that word again, assertiveness, courage, and unwavering, being unwavering. And so this week is about not compromising. Part of the energy is coming out of probably 2023 with some clarity about what you want from 2024. Or maybe you're just not compromising on making sure you get that clarity. But the clarity that you have, the decisions you have made, what you want from 2024, you are not going to negotiate. You are going to stand strong on those. This card has, Angels and Auras has what Dougal Frazier, my co-author for the deck, calls color activation. So there are colors that you can work with. And so the color for Don't Compromise is orange and red, all right? If you see these cards, you'll see that there is a diamond at the top and a color bar at the bottom. And the color bar for this one is orange and red. The diamond is half orange, half red. And so orange is the energy that encourages healthy boundaries and thriving relationships. And the color red allows us to perceive the energy exchange with others. So if you're having difficulty not compromising, or I'm sorry, you're having difficulty with the concept of not compromising, you might want to pull in the colors of orange and red around yourself. Just envision orange and red around yourself, or wear the colors of orange and red. The next card is called Blessing in Disguise. Blessing in Disguise. This is card number 16. It talks about trust and revelation, significance and surprise. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this card. But if you're listening to us through the podcast, what you would see is this young girl. She's probably like, I don't know, 10 years old. She's got long blonde piggytails and she's got this balloon and the balloon just popped. And so the initial act of surprise and shock and, oh no, my balloon popped. But what came out of the balloon when it exploded was confetti and an angel wing and all of this stuff. So it turned the experience of the balloon popping into a party. And so Ms. Carr talks about the importance of like looking at life and going, okay, what is the positive in this moment? What is the potential blessing in disguise? If you were really working on not compromising and going for what you want, but things aren't going quite the way you want, it's a matter of like not thinking about this from the standpoint of what others want, but from your standpoint of thinking, okay, so what exactly is the positive here? Why could this be a really good thing that this didn't go quite the way I wanted? So the color activation for this card is white and pink. White and pink. The color white helps you with clarity and perspective at this time, and pink energy is sweeping away negative self-talk in order to see the blessings in all things. So again, you can envision bringing pink and white into your life or into your aura or wearing other colors pink and white. Now, the last card is what we call inverted or upside down or reversed. These are all things that mean a card that came out of the deck upside down. Now, in Angels and Auras Oracle cards, the cards are designed to be read upside right or upside down. And there are words on the cards that can be read when the card is upside down. And those words for this card, which is called Spirit Relationships, Spirit Relationships, card 38. And it talks about feeling blocked or disconnected or burned out or feeling scared. When we have this kind of energy in our lives, it's a sense of feeling like, okay, I don't feel connected. And for me, that's always a thing of like, okay, do I feel connected to my angels? Do I feel connected to spirit? This card is called Spirit Relationships after all. And so how, if I'm not feeling connected to my divine intuition and not feeling connected to my guidance from my angels, what can I do about that? And so the color activation for this card is green and purple. And so you can think of the color green because it amplifies all forms of communication. It will strengthen signs, messages, and your intuition. Purple energy helps you to be able to channel your universal energy and your spiritual team. One thing about this card that it's important to think about is sometimes when we are not feeling our connection to spirit or to the divine, it's because we are forcing it. We feel like it should be happening in a certain way. It should be happening in a particular kind of medium for you, and it's not. And so you're trying to force it. And this card really does ask you not to do that, to just set back and allow things to happen naturally. Allow things to happen naturally. Normally, in the past, we have had your personal Archangel of the Week. But instead, what I've done is I've got three Archangels here for you, and all three of them are for you because there's an Archangel for each card. So for that Don't Compromise card, we've got Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, because as we talked about in our meditation for the year, he helps us to sever our energetic connections to fear and to worry, but he's also the Archangel of courage and strength and determination, and he can help us to keep our boundaries. For blessings in disguise, we've got Archangel Jophiel. Her name means the beauty of God. Jophiel is this archangel that helps us to keep our thoughts positive, help us to see the positive in all situations, to take care of ourselves. And she can help us when we have a blessing in disguise where we might be having a difficulty seeing the positiveness in it. And for that inverted spiritual relationships card, we've got Archangel Haniel. Haniel, one of the things that she is known for is being the archangel of our spiritual gifts. And so if you're feeling disconnected to your spirit guides, to your angels, to anything like that, Haniel can help you to make that connection. The next thing that we're going to do is I have pulled some cards for you to choose from. It's just not about your archangels. So I have four cards here. And I want you at this moment to think about a question that you would like to ask your angels right now. What is something that you would like to have the answer to? Now, let's also just consider the possibility that you don't have a question in this mind, in your mind, that's okay. I still want you to think about a card, because when you think of a question later, you can still associate this card to that answer. So let me show you how this is going to work. So I want you to like tune in and think about, do you feel called to card number one? Do you feel called to card number two? Do you feel called to card number three? Or is card number four tugging at your heart? Now, these cards are all from my Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card deck, because we've had Michael show up several times in our talk today. And so it felt like it made sense to me for Archangel Michael to be the one who we are going to get some advice. So you've got a question. You have a question for your angels. Do you feel like the answer to that question comes from card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four? Which one of those? Think of your question. Now think of your answer. If you were drawn to card number one as the answer to your question from Archangel Michael, that is card number 21, and it says, open up to your spiritual gifts. Michael says, remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth. Let me read that to you again. Open up to your spiritual gifts. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth. Now, if you feel like the answer to your question is card number two, then here's the message from Archangel Michael for card number two. It is, open your heart. Open your heart. No one is perfect. Stop judging yourself and others, and let love heal this situation. Again, Michael says, no one is perfect. Stop judging yourself and others, and let love heal this situation. If you felt drawn to card number 13, then Michael is telling you to make a decision. Make a decision. He says, are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you towards your own joy because you deserve it. Again, are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you towards your own joy because you deserve it. Finally, if you felt called to card number four, the message is no, it is not yet time. No, it is not yet time. And Michael says, this is not the divine right time to take action. Please be patient. The opportune moment is approaching. Again, card number four, Michael says, this is not the divine right time to take action. Please be patient. The opportune moment is approaching. So there you've got it. You've got your angelic weather report for the week of January 7th through the 13th. You've got specific archangels for every aspect of the energy vibration that is happening this week. You've got four cards to give you solutions or answers to your current questions that you've got for your angels right now. And you need to be thinking about what exactly is your word for 2024. Now, if you feel called to learn more about angels, you can get started today with my free downloadable and printable Archangel Reference Guide by going to radleyvalentine.com/angels. It's free, it's downloadable, it's printable, and it will give you the information that you're looking for. You guys have an amazing, amazing week. Thanks for listening. To gain access to my very best teachings, live video calls, useful tips, bonuses, and more, join my magical membership. Discover more at radleyvalentine.com/magic.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.